In Iowa, they have other things on their mind. Thousands have been forced to leave their homes in the eastern part of the state as the rain-swollen Cedar River spills over its banks. In Cedar Rapids, the river didn't crest as high as expected, but it's still about 10 feet above flood stage. The situation today echoes those terrible floods in Cedar Rapids in 2008, when the river crested nearly 20 feet over flood stage and destroyed thousands of homes and businesses. Jeff Pomerantz is city manager. He spoke during a news conference in Cedar Rapids this morning.
It will be at least 2 days until we feel more comfortable as a city. It's not time yet to go back to life as usual, but we're getting close.
Well, the schools in Cedar Rapids are closed for a second day today. The downtown, some neighborhoods just about completely empty after evacuations. Dean Borg is with Iowa Public Radio. He's in Cedar Rapids. Dean, where are you? What do you see?
Well, Robin, I'm standing on a bridge. It's a bridge that's completely vacant because the bridges connecting east and west Cedar Rapids are all closed except for the Interstate Highway Bridge high above the river, and that's the only one that's open, and traffic is moving on that. But I'm standing on the Toft Avenue Bridge looking north up toward the Cedar River. I see the Henford Products corn processing plant. That's closed. I see the city buildings up in the island. The jail has been evacuated there. That's on an island in the middle of the river. And then the big Quaker Oats plant I can see in the far distance right on the riverbanks, and that also is closed, as you mentioned, schools and everything, but the plants are shut down too.
Well, you paint a great picture, and I'm thinking there must be some relief, even though this is, you know, tense and people had to evacuate, but I'm understanding that this morning was about 9 feet less than the rise in 2008.
Yes, that's right. But this is the second highest in history, second only to that one in 2008. And that was a great teacher. People learned big lessons from that, because when we got the word that we were going to get, as the Weather Service at that time told me, a hydrologic event of epic proportions, I didn't know what I was going to experience. But we soon did, and all Cedar Rapids did. They learned from that, and this time they had 4 days to prepare for heavy rains that had fallen in North Iowa. Took 4 days to get downriver to the Cedar Rapids area. They had 4 days to prepare and 2 days to construct nearly 10 miles of Heskell sand-filled barriers on either side of the river and a quarter of a million sandbags.
Yeah, these are these temporary flood walls. It's just amazing, just amazing. But we know, I mean, a woman was swept away apparently Monday, yesterday afternoon. She clung to a tree before she was rescued. So are there concerns? I mean, do people feel they're, you know, out of the woods on this, or is there concern still that the river will get higher?
No, the river won't get higher. It's starting to recede, but that's going to take some time. And anything above, we're at 22 feet right now, and anything above 18 is considered very precarious for Cedar Rapids. So we're not out of the woods yet. You mentioned that a woman. I don't believe it was a woman. I believe it was a young man. I talked to the fire chief this morning who was telling about that rescue. It was a young man who apparently had thoughts about getting into the river. Wasn't an emergency at all. No car had stopped or anything like that. I asked the chief about that, but he apparently got into the water and got swept away. And as you pictured, he grabbed a tree, and that's where the fire department in boats came to get him.
Well, Dean Berg, again with Iowa Public Radio, I guess the message there is don't go in the water. No time for a swim, and stay off the roads. The bridges are closed there in Cedar Rapids and parts of eastern Iowa as the, you know, this flood surge continues. Dean, we can hear it through your cell phone. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.